one's ours, let's take another. If this one's ours, let's take another. Yes, that's the Monday morning sound of the Civil Disobedience Project here. And it is, of course, like I mentioned, Monday, June 13th. This is Adam Jode, and I'm going to get with you in 1 second.
Well, I got something to say. I killed a baby today, and it doesn't matter much to me as long as it's dead.
My head. I don't know whether you've been following the Saddam Hussein of the United States, George Bush, but like Adolf Hitler, one of the first things he did to whip people up into a blind frenzy of ugly nationalism is make a real big stink about desecration of the national deity, excuse me, flag, in almost identical language to Hitler. Every day in school in America, I had to rise and pledge allegiance to the flag, even as the Vietnam War was going on across the street at the University of Colorado. And I was held over all afternoon in third grade to write over and over again, I will not laugh during flag pledge. I will not laugh during flag pledge. And I haven't forgotten either. I pledge defiance to the flag of the United Snakes of Captivity and to the Republic for which it stands. I dip it in kerosene and stick it up the ass of you-know-who and light it. One nation under God or else. One nation under psychopathic Pentagon gangsters whose idea of national security is concentration camps for people who dare to use the drugs that the CIA brings in and the government supplies themselves. One nation under Wall Street. If the cops and the government are all crooks, I might as well be one too. One nation of sedated tabloid robots who actually believe what they see on TV, even on MTV. And when asked what they think about it, they reply, I don't care. One nation drowning in its own garbage, indivisible from the fall of Rome, with liberty and justice for all who can't afford it. Burn, baby, burn. Burn, baby, burn. Old Glory, the Yankee swastika. Burn, baby, burn. Burn, baby, burn. Whenever I see you, I see red. Whenever I see you, I see red. If the communist countries can do it, why can't we? Throw the bastards out and try some real democracy. Run not by rich people, not by military people, not by sons of senators, sons of senators, sons of senators, sons. Have you noticed how the more they give people back their freedom over there, the more they take it away over here? So now, before it's too late to even talk about stuff like this, be a patriot, a good patriot, the one that cares about their country more than forcing people to worship a flag, and take the swastika, the Yankee swastika, and let it burn, 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 baby, burn.
Disco casino. The freedom fighters died up on the hill. goes the smith in the bar. Spanish bones, just a clear if I need to, just to get out of my corazón. Spanish bones, just a clear if I need to, just to get out of my corazón.
All right, I'm back here at the Civil Disobedience Project, and I disappeared for a second, so I'm, you know, all five of my loyal listeners are probably like, damn, where did Adam go? Well, I was going to get something or somebody, and that somebody's our special announcement for the day. For those folks that keep track on the internet, you'll already know what the special announcement is, but a couple things before we get to the special announcement are what I just played. And this is, again, the Civil Disobedience Project. You're listening to Kill Radio, LA's most unruly radio. We're at killradio.org. You email the station, or I am the station at Kill Radio Station on the KR buddy list. You can call 213-252-0998 and talk to us. People seem to like to use the instant messenger, but if you're listening by other means, we salute you And that's really cool that you don't like Clear Channel either. So, what you just heard, we started out with Fugazi with Five Corporations, and that says it all, because I want to talk a little bit about the Live 8, you know, the new G8 Summit. We're going to talk about that a little later in the show. We're also, then I played AFI covering the Misfits with their version of Last Caress, which is just great. And Black Flag with Loose Nut, who nobody's allowed to say anything bad about Black Flag if I'm in the room. And or I'll sick my roadie Ken on you. My friend Ken, you could call him any name in the book, but if you disrespect Black Flag, it's like you slapped his mom or something. So I'll bring him, and you'll wish I hadn't. Anyway, and then after that, there was Jello Biafra with his Pledge of Allegiance to the United Snakes of America. And, of course, then the legendary Clash with Spanish Bombs. And then Bad Brains, my favorite reggae punks band in D.C. I want to say something about Jello Biafra. For those of you who aren't aware, the Dead Kennedys have pretty much screwed him about out of most of his royalties and money and everything for his Dead Kennedys work. But he is doing some Dead Kennedy song. I'm sure some folks knew this with the Melvins, actually. And with Buzz from the Melvins and those guys playing tunes. I have a story that I have to share with everybody today from about Buzz and the Melvins crew. The first time I met them, and I've seen them a lot of times since, I'm not going to give away where it was so there's not like fans like hounding these guys, but I was at a recording studio. Let's keep it that easy. And my intoxicated, obnoxious ass was in the hallway. And I hear down the hallway somebody playing Holiday in Cambodia, like note for note. And I was like, that's the greatest thing I've ever heard. You know, because usually I don't hear great stuff at the studio. So I run down the hallway and I start like banging on these doors. And, you know, and these guys open up and here's my intoxicated self standing there. And they say, yes, can I help you? And I was like, yeah, man. I'm like, that's the baddest version of Holiday in Cambodia I've ever heard. And we started talking old school punk and going back and forth. And I came in their room and hung out for a little bit and left. You know, I was like, man, we got a rocket. You know, Black Flag, blah, blah, blah. And it turned out, like, a little while later, the guy said hi to me again in the hallway. And one of my friends was with me. And they're like, dude, how do you know Buzz from the Melvins? I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, those guys' room I just walked into was the Melvins. And it was for Buzz, this band that's playing with Jello. And it was pretty cool. So that's how I ran into him. My, 40 ounce to the wind self just kind of walked into their recording studio, and it was pretty cool. So that's my great story for the day. And if you don't like it, I really don't care. You don't have to listen to what I have to say, but I like to hear myself talk. But now for the special announcement, and we're going to play Holiday in Cambodia in 1 second, just out of spirit for that, in a minute. But when we come back, there's been a lot of complaints that I disappear for time and time on end, and there's no Adam Jode, and there's no Civil Disobedience Project. And people are like, dude, why isn't there any Civil Disobedience Project? And the answer is, you know, I'm on tour, or I'm disappearing somewhere, just being a general highway gypsy or at some event, and I'm not here to do my show. So now we've come up with a solution. And the solution is as follows. Her name is Ariel. Ariel, say hello. You guys say hello louder now. This is an obnoxious show. Make sure that's on. Eric, talk again.
Hello.
That's not it. Try again.
Hello.
We're struggling with Ariel's microphone. Hang on. Check, check, check. That's it. You got to talk louder. Ariel has to learn to talk louder for the Civil Disobedience Project. This is our new special co-host who's going to give us a revolutionary female perspective at the Civil Disobedience Project. And her name is Ariel of Axis and Justice. I don't know what that is.
Axis of Justice
fame. And Ariel's going to be co-hosting, and she's going to be taking over the reins whenever I'm not in town doing stuff. And Ariel, is there anything you'd like to tell everybody right now?
Yeah, just in case you're not familiar with Axis of Justice, we're a nonprofit organization formed by Tom Morello of Audioslave, formerly Rage Against the Machine, and Serge Tankian from System of a Down. And what the purpose of Axis of Justice is to bring together musicians, fans of music, and grassroots political organizations to fight for social justice together.
So would you say that they copy the Civil Disobedience format?
I don't know, probably.
No, we copy them, definitely. No, actually, Axis of Radio is for those of you who do listen to that, is very similar to the format we use here. And I stole it, not from them, we all stole it from Jake Sexton, who does the Lying Media Bastard show, and is also a member of Axis of Justice, too. So it's all kind of a very similar format. You hear political music combined with, like, discussions on politics and stuff. So we've just combined forces with people that are doing similar things right now. right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. So, now the cool thing, but today, I'm going to go to play Holiday in Cambodia in honor of me meeting Buzz from the Melvins in an intoxicated state. But we're going to be talking about Walter Jones, the originator of the Freedom Fries, the whole Freedom Fries ordeal that we went through when France wasn't supporting the Iraqi war. We're also going to be talking about Dickhead Cheney, who I saw on TV the other night, extending the Patriot Act, the new G8, or the, what is it, Live 8 show that's coming up with some bands, and there's some cool things and some music news and all that coming at you at the Civil Disobedience Project. But right now, we're going to go and we're going to play something by the Dead Kennedys called Holiday in Cambodia in honor of Buzz and that band playing much cooler behind Jello than they could ever think. So here we go. And everybody, I expect you, if you're listening wherever, to sing along with a Pol Pot build up at the end, because that's really what it's all about at the end of the day.
Friday night we'll be drinking Manischewitz, going out to terrorize Goyim. Stop and shake it, screwing chicks as long as we're home by Saturday morning.
Cause hey, we're the birds,
sports and anti-swastika tattoos.
We're the boys,
the orthodox acidic OGOs. Good for waffle making, kicking through the shin. Reputation gained through intimidation. Pacifism no longer tradition.
Cause hey, we're the brutes,
sports and anti-swastika tattoos.
We're the brutes,
the Fairfax ghetto boys, skinhead Hebrews. Psycho Mashukanas,
you can't lose the fight,
and we are the chosen ones. Hood but driven, we battle then we feast. We celebrate, we'll separate our milk blades from our meat.
We're the brutes,
sports and anti-swastika tattoos. We're the boys, orthodox Hasidic OGOs.
Just having discussions about Manischewitz wine, because when you listen to that NoFX song, you know, they start out, they're sporting their anti-swastika tattoos and drinking Manischewitz wine. So one time, I thought it would be a great idea, and forgive me if I told this story before, because then I sound like an old man that repeats the same stories. But I was in North Carolina, and we decided, yeah, we just played a show, we're like, fuck, let's drink some Manischewitz wine. So we passed it around, and we drank it. I threw that disgusting stuff up. I would say it's a notch down from Mad Dog 2020 or Thunderbird. I mean, that's seriously the category I put it in. But we're going to check our mics. Ariel?
Yeah.
All right, Ariel's with us, and everybody can hear her. We just played, like I said, NoFX, and we played Dead Kennedy's Holiday in Cambodia for Buzz and the Melvins crew, and I played a song called Nail Bomb by Boy Sets Fire. I actually have a book that shows you how to make nail bombs if you ever wanted to do that. Not that I support you making nail bombs, because it's not really a good idea to make bombs at all. And I'm sure the FBI is going to seize me for even mentioning the word bomb as I walk out of the Civil Disobedience Project, whose logo is a Molotov cocktail. Really, I don't make bombs. That's ridiculous. I don't do that. So let's make that clear. You got to do the Malcolm X, like in his book. Whenever he knew he was tapped, he'd always go, check, check, is this thing on? Check one, you know, so they knew that, you know, he knew he was being tapped. So my message to the people that are tapping Kill Radio, we know you're here. We know you tapped us. I'm giving you a disclaimer. I was joking. Freaking Patriot Act assholes. So, anyway, this one's the one that caught me today in the news. Walter Jones, and for those of you who don't know Walter Jones, are you familiar with Walter Jones?
No.
I know you know who he is, but you don't know his name, because I didn't know his name either. This is the Yahoo Republican from North Carolina. See how that works when you go south of the Mason-Dixon line? It seems that, like, oftentimes, not ripping on all people south of the Mason-Dixon line, but oftentimes it seems like there's a bit of redneck permeance in their minds that kind of gets sucked up into religious fundamentalism and stupidity in general. But Walter Jones, He was the guy who proposed when France wouldn't go along with the war in Iraq that we change.
Yeah,
the Freedom Fry guy. Yeah, see?
Yeah, yeah.
He proposed that the cafeterias in the U.S., and this is in Congress, mind you, that we start calling French fries Freedom Fries, which, well, shit, that just changes everything in the world order. If we change the name and say, no, we're not going to have French fries, we'll have Freedom Fries. Anyway, this is interesting. All of a sudden, this guy has a change of heart and says, we need a firm withdrawal schedule immediately for Iraq. And we're like, whoa, this is Mr. Freedom Fries. And Mr. Freedom Fries has pulled turncoat on his Republican buddies. Listen to this quotation. He says, when I take a look at the number of men and women that have been killed, it's almost 1,700 now. That's only 1,700 American soldiers. Let's not even get into the other casualties. Yeah. In addition to 1,200 injuries that have been seriously wounded, he just feels that the reason for going in for weapons of mass destruction and the ability of the Iraqis to make a nuclear weapon, that's all been proved that it was never there. So I think we need an immediate withdrawal plan. Holy crap! All of a sudden, this Republican guy, Mr. Freedom Fries, has now determined, he goes, "What? Yeah, there was no weapons of mass destruction. There was no anything. It's basically a meat grinder for U.S. troops, and I think we need to get out." A conservative Republican from the South is now turning coats on the GOP and saying, this is crap. And it's funny because last night I also watched a clip, and I don't know how old the clip is, but it was recently new, of Dickhead Cheney, and he was explaining, you know, the whole war in Iraq situation, now it's time, you know, maybe it's time for us to get out. He goes, but the war is done. He goes, it's a safer place without Saddam Hussein, and we now, and you know, he did have the ability to make nuclear weapons and was, you know, making weapons of mass destruction, and now it's safer. And this Uncle Tom ass guy on CNN just nod his head saying yes, instead of saying, wait a minute, no. Dick Cheney just said that there was weapons of mass destruction and Saddam was making nuclear weapons. That's bullshit. It never happened. But he still is continuing that platform even after it's been disproved. Even this guy, Walter Jones, Mr. Freedom Fries, knows that that's not true. But Dick Cheney's still appearing on television saying, well, we know that that was true. And the media really missed the boat on this one. The media guy just looked at him and was like, yeah, agree, and nodding his head like a little puppy waiting to get his treat from Clear Channel or something. Instead of saying, no, asshole, that never happened. What you just said was a lie. But they never called him out on that. They wouldn't call him out on that. If I had Dick on the Civil Disobedience Project, I would call him out on it every time. But see, you're not going to see people that call people out on anything. Because what happens is they'll get shut down. Look, they even shut down John Daly when he appeared on the idiot bow tie show. Whenever, you know, he told, you know, that how recently, you know, that, you know, listen to me, I sound like somebody. Yeah, man, you know, no, but seriously, how recently they have, you know, seriously let down the American public by only reporting one side. And it's that damn liberal media, I guess. It's that they're so liberal, they won't ask conservatives important questions like, why are you lying about weapons of mass destruction? Wow, that sure sounds liberal to me. But I don't know. That just kind of irked me a little bit because there's millions of people across the country that are nodding their head in agreement with Dick Cheney with their Vote Freedom First stickers on their bumper, thinking to themselves, shit, that's right, we are safer now that Saddam's not making weapons of mass destruction. It's like, hello, McFly, they weren't making weapons of mass destruction, but everybody is still swallowing the pill, and they're not afraid to give you that pill, and they're not afraid to extend the powers of the Patriot Act, because like Bush said, it makes us more safe. And the answer is, what does it really make us safe from? It doesn't make us safe from them. And frankly, right now, I'm more scared of the FBI than I am of terrorists in this country because the FBI fucks with me more than terrorists do. So with that in mind, Ariel, do you want to chime in on anything on that? Oh. You don't have to.
I'm just like soaking in all your information.
Yeah, this is actually Ariel's first time ever being on the show. So basically, yeah. I kind of threw a microphone in her face, told her, don't prepare anything, just kind of come in and hear what we're doing. So
you told me to come with my brain.
Yeah, so. Come with your brain. I didn't actually give her anything. And we're going to talk more about Axis later, but we're going to play a song by the legendary Bouncing Souls crew. Do you know who the Bouncing Souls are? See, there's a problem with my new Civil Disobedience co-host is that we have to take her to punk school because... old school punk is really, you guys know that that's probably like 80% of our playlist, like, is punk, and because live the punk lifestyle. But that doesn't mean there's not more. There's other things too. And we do play other stuff on this show. Like, we play folk and all kinds of things. I just happen to be in a punk mood today. But we're going to play The Bouncing Souls. We're going to play Johnny X. And then after that, we're going to bring out the old school stuff, which I know you know this now. We're going to play MC5's Kick Out the Jams.
Okay, I got you.
Which, and a lot of times we play that back-to-back with Rage's version of Kick Out the Jams. And maybe one day I'll bring in my acoustic guitar and do my acoustic version of Kick Out the Jams and burn all your ears, because I have a wicked acoustic set of like Cop Killer and Straight Outta Compton and all kinds of things that you should say would never should be on an acoustic guitar, but I put it on there because it's funny and it amuses me. But right now this is Bouncing Souls with Johnny X, and Adam and Ariel will be back with you shortly. You're listening to Civil Disobedience Project right here on Kill Radio. We're going on and off on instant message. I'm watching, so if you're trying to get a hold of us, I don't know, call 213-252-0998, or I'm going to chime back in on Kill Radio Station. For our folks that listen in Cleveland, I'm going to give a shout-out right now to our folks that listen at Pitt, to the Free Radio Dallas people, I'm coming. I'm coming through Texas. And I want to sing, and I've been practicing all my cowboy songs at home. Like, this is polluting everybody in my house. They're like, why are you playing that? I know. You want to hear Waylon Jennings or Willie Nelson? I've got it all in my skull. I'm going to be in the back of my van singing like All My Exes Live in Texas my whole way through the South. And it's going to be a lot of fun. But I won't play that at the show, so if you buy tickets, you won't have to hear that. Johnny X, Bouncing Souls, here it goes.
Johnny says he's bound by only six strings to this world. Johnny says he keeps him always one turn out of two. Johnny never listens to the kids that say.
Kick out the jam!